Be'ezras Hashem Mizbach, we begin Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter in the realms of Hilchos Nedarim and the laws of vows and the Seifa law, which we continue with the laws of Nedarim, specifically regarding understanding the cause and the intent of the vow. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, regarding a vow that depends on different factors. So, Mishan Nadar Einishba, if someone took a vow or an oath, Uperish B'shas Nidrei Davish Nadar Einishba Begloli, he specifies when he's taking the vow. The thing that caused him to take the oath or the vow because of that. It's as if he made the vow or the oath dependent on that thing. So if that thing which he took the oath because of that is non-existent, then it's permitted as halacha based kates at household. So nadar einishba, he took an oath or he took a vow. I'm not getting married to that woman. She has a bad father. I'm not going into this house. Shekelab Rabatoich has a bad dog inside of it. Mesu, if they died, or the father repented and he's not such a bad guy, so he'd be permitted to marry that woman. Now, although, as we're going to see later in Halacha, hey, this seems very similar to the concept known as Noilad, which is a new entity which doesn't usually nullify the vow as if it wasn't at all. Here, since he made the vow dependent on that factor, it's better than Noilad. And therefore, if it turns out, even if it was at that time, but subsequently he's not the bad guy, he's not around or whatever. So therefore, says the Rambam, Shazei Kemisha Nodoi Nishba Ba'am, it says, if he took a vow or an oath and he said, Shalei Esa Plainis, I'm not going to get married to that woman, B'loi Kanz Labayis, I'm not going to go into this house, Elam Nistalik Ezek, unless that damaging force is not there anymore. So if it's not there anymore, even if it was there at the time he took the nether, then it would be permitted, B'chein Kli Yitzv Zeh, anything that's similar to this falls into that same category. Now, Halacha Gimel, a similar idea, known as neder tois, when the vow was taken in error. Avla neder ay nishba. Now, in contrast, if someone takes a vow or an oath, it's similar but different. She'eni neisa plain sakura. I'm not going to get married to that ugly woman. Then it says, no, turns out she's beautiful. Shcheira, then it says, Levon, it says, I'm not married because she's black, turns out she's white. Ketzara, then it says, I'm not married because she's short, turns out she's tall. Kainim shein ishti nenesli, I take a vow that my wife's not going to benefit from me. Shagunva is kisa because she stole my wallet. Shahiksa is beneath, she hit my son. V'naydu shalai gun. V'shalaiksa, it turns out she didn't steal, she didn't hit. Here's a mutter. Then he's permitted. Nishu neder tois because it was a vow taken in error. V'bachlan, nidu shikag, shem betom, this is including the category of vows taken in error, which those are permitted, which Ramat spoke about in Perek Dal Halacha Aleph. This is not like something that you make the vow dependent on something, and like we said in Halacha Av, which, and that thing is not there. Here, to the contrary, that the reasoning why he took the vow wasn't there at all. It was, in other words, it was an error. In other words, these two situations, these two halachas, yes, they're both permitted without Sheila for the Chacham, unlike some of the cases we're going to shortly talk about. But the difference is, in the previous halacha, that was permitted because he made the neder dependent on something, and once that's not there, it can be permitted. Here, it's because there was an error, and that's included in neder shkagas, and therefore that's why it's going to be permitted, again, even without sheilas chacham. Halacha dal, not only that, in other words, not only when he specifies, and it turns out that he made a mistake, is it going to be permitted, but even if he didn't specify. Let's say he sees people from a distance that they're eating his figs. Vamalem says to them, Harihem Aleichem Karban, that those figs are on you, forbidden like a carbon, which is the terminology of a nether. Now, Kimin Shakarba Leim, but once he got close to them, he looked, Vahim Ovav Echav, it's his father and his brothers. Harim Mutarim, they're going to be permitted. Now, Avabishalay Perish Asiba Shadir Miklalo, although he didn't specify the reasoning why he would take in the vow initially, that because of that, that he's making it forbidden, Harizikam Mashab, it's as if he specified. Everyone knows, Shadova Mechiach, it's obvious, Shalei Asaleim, he didn't make it forbidden to them. He thought, who are these foreigners? And once he realized his father and his brothers, of course, even he didn't even have to say it, it's going to be permitted. But anything like that, where it's evident, it's also going to be considered as Nidur Shkagas. Now, Halacha Hey, the Rambam continues regarding the concept we mentioned before of Nailid, which is not an error and it wasn't dependent on anything, but the causes are ultimately changed at a later point in time. So someone took a vow or an oath, the noilad lay dover, this is the word noilad, that something develops, that he didn't think about, didn't realize, at the time of the oath or at the time that he took the vow. Hareza asa, so he does remain forbidden in the vow, unlike the previous halachas. Ach yishol chacham, until he goes to the sage and asks him biyatzes nidrin, he permits his vow. Ketzad hasol. So that's asar as asma banos plan. He makes himself forbidden to have benefit from a certain person. Oishli comes and complains, he's not going to go to a certain place. The naso isa yishleifa, that guy becomes the town scribe, the town tamal chacham. He needs him. Voisim welcome basic nidrin, and that place ends up becoming the shul. So av bishoim, although he says ilo yisidea. Had I known Shazen Nasa Sefer, that this person is going to become the scribe, Ubin Mokam Zeyas Beis Knesset, and this blue house is going to become the shul, Lo Yisun Noidu Nizra, I would never have taken a vow or taken an oath. Hariz Asilahan is the Kanis Ashayat Nidri, but he is still forbidden to have benefit or to go into the shul until they matter his neder. Kamay Shabi Anu, like we explained this in Halachas of Shuas in Perek Vav, Halacha Hei, Halachid Beis. With anything like this, because that only developed later time, wasn't dependent on anything, wasn't making an error, but it was a later development, which definitely changes the circumstances. That's a cause to be shaled by the Chacham to be able to matter the Neder. Now, Halacha Vav, Ram continues, what if, let's say, part of the Neder was permitted? How does that affect the rest of the Neder? So, Kol Neder Shud Miktsase, any vow that part of it was permitted, so Huda Kule, the whole Neder becomes permitted, because the Pasuk says, Kakol Hayitim Pivyasa, which is, you have to do like everything you said. If it's not everything, then it's nothing. And why the Mishnah something applies to an oath? Kate said, how so? Like we said before, you see at a distance people eating his fruits. Vamli says, Harim Aleichem carbon, it's forbidden on you like a carbon. Now, Kashagia, when he got there, Vinehim Aviv Va'anashim Zaram. Turns out, this is different than the prior case, it's his father and some random people. So, Hayava Aviv Mutas, since, as we said before, it's you don't even have to be Mata the Nadir partially. It's automatically, we said, permitted for the father. And there was one categorical, all those people, so kulam mutam, so they're all going to be permitted. Even if he says, ilo yisidea kain, oh, had I known that that was the circumstance, I would have said, plainya, plainya, surin, you and you, you're forbidden. V'avi mutam, my father's permitted, doesn't make a difference. Hari kulam mutam, they're all going to be permitted, because ultimately it was, so to speak, one nedu, you're all a carbon, and since partially is going to be permitted, because his father, they're all going to be permitted. Now, avalim oimik shigelim, but if he gets there, he reaches them and he says, ilo yisidea sh'avi beinechem. Had I known my father was amongst the Yisim, I would have said kulchem asurin. I would have said, yeah, you're all forbidden, chutz mi'av, except for my father. Then actually, I read kulchem asurin, they're all going to be forbidden, chutz mi'av, except for his father. Why is it different than saying, I would have said, you and you are forbidden, and my father is permitted? Shari gila daite, because he's revealed his intention, shalei hit the mix of the neder, he didn't permit part of the neder, el kamay shenadu hayenayder. Rather, he would have taken the vow as he took the vow. In other words, because at the time that he took the neder, he says, you're all forbidden. Now when he's retracting, he would still retain his same, you're all forbidden, relation to everyone else. So although he's removing his father from the category, that's not a neder shodim k'tzasai, because it would have been that his father would never include in the neder at all, because he must not love, and he was stipulating as father that it's not part of that. So in a sense, that's not really a neder shodim k'tzasai, that was just stipulating, but his father's not part of that, and therefore actually the rest actually would still be forbidden. Halacha zayin. V'chein o'im esotuf, someone says, hayayin karbon alai. The wine is forbidden on me like a carbon. And he says, and this goes back to the beginning of this parak, Mishayayin Ralab in the Mayim, because wine's bad for the intestines. Vamli, they tell him, hey, Hare Hamayushin Yofalab in the Mayim, old aged wine is actually good for the intestines. Imam, he says, wait a second, Ilo Yisidea, Lo Yisinaider, and this is where it relates to the previous halacha, he said, wait, it depends what he says. Had I known, I would never have taken a vow. Now, Vafulam, and even if he says, Ilo Yisidea, had I known, Yisim, I would have said, Hachadash Asavayashin Mutter, the new wine is forbidden, because that's bad. The old wine, I would have said, is permitted. Well, mutu biyashim lachadish. Then it's actually permitted in old and the new, because, like we said, it's like saying plain and plain. The swim of the mutu. It's a neder shodim kitzasei hutur kuli. Avol mama Rabbi says, ili yisidea. Had I known this fact, the Yisrael I would have said, I would have kept the same. Kol yin is asur nolai. Old wine is forbidden to me. Chutz mamushin, which is a stipulation, except for the old wine. Is a mutu biyashim abad. Again, then it's only permitted in the aged wine, as we said in the previous halacha. B'chein kibes than anything that's similar to this too. Now, halacha ches Ram continues. The understanding of the vow, again, because of the circumstances, that will tell us really what was his intent. Kol ha'noider ay nishba. Anyone takes a vow or takes an oath, Rayin Dvarim, we look at the situation, shebeglolam nishba noder. What's causing him? You've got to have contextual understanding that's causing him to take the oath or the vow. Well, it made him, ladies in this comment, and we learn from that, really, what was his intent? V'holcha nachayinim, we go after the situation, which is really what the intent of the person taking the vow was. We don't go after the literal translation of what his words are. Kate said, how so? So let's say he's carrying a load of wool or of linen, and he's sweating away. But he's giving a bad odor. The nishba, and then he takes an oath or a vow. He's never having wool linen on him ever again. So Harizal mutar lilbush bigdei tzemei pishlam chasayis. Of course, a lot of wear wool linen garments and to cover himself with them. It's only forbidden to carry loads of them on his back, because obviously that's what he was saying, because of this of carrying it, a load of wool and linen. Let's say how your lovish beged tzemei and it's starbly bishlasim. Let's say the other way around. Let's say he was wearing woolen clothing, and he was being pained by wearing it. Some people are sensory. The wool was bothering him. The nishba, not that he swears or he vows, he's never putting on wool ever again. So as a little bit, not allowed to wear, but mutal litn lov, he's allowed to carry a load. Mutal iskasas begizit tzemei, he's allowed to go ahead and cover himself with shearings of wool. Shalayin iskavanzei lebeged tzemei, his intent was for woolen garments. And again, mechen kriyitzvus, anything like this, again, you got to learn from the context what is the person's primary intent to define and decipher the translation of his vow. Halacha test. Let's say they were requesting from him that he should marry his relative, his niece. The mind is refusing. But they kept oppressing him. So he gets up, he swears, or he vows. She's never to have benefit from him ever again. Or similar, someone divorcing his wife. He swears, he vows, she's never having benefit from him ever again. These two types of women, they're permitted to have benefit from him. His intent was, as you can tell from the context, was for marital purposes. That's what the vow was, but not for anything else. Similarly, let's say someone calls his friend, he wants him to come for a suda, to come dine with him. He refuses. And not only that, he swears or he vows that I'm never coming into your house. He's not going to even drink a drop of cold water from him. He's not allowed to come into his house. He's not allowed to drink a cold drink from him. Again, because his whole intention was, so he's not going to eat and drink with him at a meal. Again, you could tell that from the context of a chenkriz with anything like that, and you don't go with the literal words that he says. Halacha yudalef, someone says to his friend, I take a vow prohibiting that for me to come into your house, or to buy your field. So, whether it's with a vow or an oath, now, umeis, the owner of the field or the house, he dies, or he sells his house or his field to someone else. He's allowed to go into the house now, and to buy the field from the inheritor or from the purchaser. Because the person's intent was only as long as it's in that person's domain. He says, your field, your house. Now, let's say he says, this is your house. This house I'm not going to come into. I'm not going to purchase this field. And that the owner dies or he sells to someone else, and his house is still forbidden because it's still that house or that field. If someone says to his friend, do me a favor, lend me your cow. Amalei says, it's not available. So nishba, no devo, so he swears, he gets upset, and he takes a vow, and he says, I take a vow on my field that I'm never going to plow my field ever with this guy's cow. So it depends. If that guy who took the vow, generally, he would plow by himself. He was a farmer. So he says he's not going to plow the field with that cow. So who else? So he's forbidden. But his workers, they're allowed to go ahead and plow with that cow because his intention was only regarding himself. But and again, this all goes based on context, not literal. But if he himself never plows anyway, so when he's saying, I'm not going to plow with that cow in my field, obviously it never meant him. It means him and every other person is going to be forbidden. Because obviously his intention was for his workers, whoever it is that usually plows. And again, anything that's similar to this is all based on this format of this halacha that was saying. Halacha Yud Gimel. Misha nishba inodo shiisa isha. Let's say someone took a vow or an oath that he's going to marry a woman. Or he's going to buy a house. Or shiitza b'shir, he's going to go out with a caravan on the trip. Or yifresh b'yam, he's going to go on a cruise in the seas. So ima chayben lo yisei lisa isha. We don't require from him to marry a woman or liknois or to buy or lotzes me'ar or leave right away on that trip. Until he finds that which is appropriate for him. In other words, he has to fulfill his oath or his vow, but that which is appropriate. And Maisa B'Isha Shinadra, there was a story with a woman that took a vow, that whoever petitions her for marriage, she's going to get married to him. And now inappropriate people prepositioned her to get married to her, which they were not really appropriate for her. So the sages said, again, the similar halacha, this woman's intention wasn't the first man that comes to her. The first one to proposition her that is suitable for her. Again, whatever similar to this has the same halacha. Halacha yidalt. Hamadres chaver. If someone makes a vow on his friend, or shenishba, or he swears, and he says to him, that you should come and take for your sons kor echad chitim, one kor, which is a measurement of wheat, or shtecha b'shalayin, or two barrels of wine, and that's a mandate upon, or else there's an isra of hana from me on you. So this person could be matur his neder without going to a sage. Because B'yemel, he could tell him, your whole purpose of making a vow forbidding benefit was only because you wanted to show me honor, to say, I want you to please take from me. So my honor is that I'm not going to take. I already got the honor that you wanted to give by saying, oh, you better take or else you forbidden benefit. I already got that. So it's like it was already done, and therefore the neder is over. Or similarly, in the other way around, someone takes a vow or an oath, that you're not going to benefit from me, it may not to libni. Here it's not regarding giving, but here it's regarding taking. It may not to libni if you don't give my son. So we're friends. If you're never going to have a penny out of me if you don't give to my son a core of wheat or two barrels of wine. Again, he could be matanet without going to the sage. Because if he could say, the guy could say, look, you know, it's as if I received it, and that already came to me. But is there anything like that, where, again, it's already considered a fulfillment of the vow, where the person had said that, you have to do this, again, and if not, Isra'na, he can be matured himself, because he could say, it's like I already got it. Ki'ilin iskabalti is like considered fulfillment of the vow, and even though he didn't get the kor shachit m'shtei chav shayin, it's like as if we're already fulfilled, and therefore there's no neder being chal of pimping benefit from him on the other person.